brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Thursday, already the fourth day of November 2010. Obviously, we're going to talk about gold and silver skyrocketing today. That wasn't hard to predict with the announcement that they are going to kill the dollar. The big announcement yesterday at 1:15 Central by the private Federal Reserve that is creating economic mayhem by design to consolidate power. I'm going to try to be as focused as possible today. You know, I rarely get sick, but I've been sick with some type of cold and sore throat since Sunday. And I was exhausted last night at about 8 o'clock, and George Norrie's producer called me to get me on for 2 hours until 4 a.m. Central. And I went on the show. I think I did a pretty good job, actually, being exhausted. I wasn't my normal, you know, hyped-up self. And we covered what was happening in the economy and the elections and the QE2, the quantitative easing round number two. But I was totally exhausted at about 8 o'clock, and I had to stay up for 4 or 5 hours till I was going on the show. And so I got in the car and went and saw a movie, Hereafter. And later in the broadcast, if I have time, I'm going to talk a little bit about it. But I'm always impressed by Clint Eastwood, his directing skills. It was a very powerful movie with Matt Damon, dealing with near-death experiences and synchronicity, things like that, things that are very similar to what I've experienced and what Colonel Craig Roberts experienced when he died multiple times on the operating table. And it's experiences that we all know people that have had experiences like that. But very, very touching film. Very, very powerful film, in my humble opinion. Well, obviously, the news is all completely insane. And I have the press release here by the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. I have this Business Insider report. The Federal Reserve is holding a conference on Jekyll Island to celebrate 100 years of dominating America. And they are openly bragging about it. The title of the conference is A Return to Jekyll Island, The Origins, History, and the Future of the Federal Reserve. They met in November of 1910. And 3 years later, the private banking cartel took over the United States, 1913. So 100-year anniversary of the secret plot. And they admit it was a secret plot, and it's been successful. And this is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. I think people need to get out to this event. It is tomorrow. It's Friday and Saturday at the exact same building where the original 1910 meeting occurred. This is unbelievable. If I would have gotten a bigger heads up on this, I would have gone to this. This is the equivalent of a Bilderberg Group meeting, and it's a celebration of conquering this country economically through fraud. And you notice they're meeting 100 years after they hatched their original plan, right as they kill the dollar and bring us into the new system, this global government phase of the Ponzi scheme that they hold out as the solution to all the major problems that they are the progenitors of. So we've got all the election news. We've got the economic news. We've got light. The Large Hadron Collider researchers set to create a mini Big Bang, BBC. Boy, that sounds really smart. Yeah, they're accelerating these different particles into each other and admitting it could cause a giant explosion. But that isn't what matters. No, there's parcel bombs. That's what's dangerous. Give up all your rights immediately.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remember when you were a child and 6 months out from Christmas, you were just so excited about the toys, that bike or that wagon or that Cowboys and Indians set of toy guns and holsters and bows and arrows that you were so excited about getting, or that doll you wanted if you were a girl, that toy stove and refrigerator and pots and pans that you were so excited about getting. And you would wait and wait and wait, and it would just seem like it took forever, but finally Christmas came. Finally Christmas arrived. But bad things arrive as well. And you talk about them, you know they're coming, but you're not hoping for them to arrive. You don't want to get to that destination, but you know the road you're going down. And we have been arriving at these different signposts, these different road markers, as we go deeper into this dehumanizing scientific dictatorship known as the One World Government, the New World Order, the corporate kleptocracy. And we're now here. And it's just going to get worse from here on out. And the propaganda is going to get more insane, more in your face, more ridiculous by the minute. That's why the system is practicing absurdity. It is a psychological warfare tactic to just do bizarre things out in the open to condition the population that it's okay. I'm about to get into the quantitative easing, what's happening with the markets, what's happening with gold and silver and other commodities. I want to get into the latest incredible election news as well and tell you about a few of the guests that are coming up today here on the broadcast. We've got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Treasury, coming on to talk about QE2 and the dollar devaluation. We've also got Bev Harris, top expert in investigating election fraud in the field. She's going to be joining us. She investigates corporate fraud forensically. That's her original forte. So perfect to study government and election officials fraud. That's coming up. But I was, I guess, getting into a parable dealing with the fact that we are now in this world government and it has now arrived and we can see the type of fruit that it bears on its branches, and it's poisonous, it's nauseous, it's stinking. And the system is training us that it's good. And here's the problem. Humans are social creatures. And humans intrinsically will mimic what the leaders say. That we have false leaders. And most societies go insane. Elites get on power trips. Their children become even more corrupt. Their children become even more corrupt. And it always ends with madmen and women engaging in every form of dehumanization that they can for their enjoyment, because that's their nature. And I've used this example many times. You can look at the Soviets or the Nazis. You can look at the Roman Empire. You can look at the excesses of the Chinese, the Japanese. It doesn't matter. You can look at the excesses of the Druids. You can look at the behavior of the Canaanites in the Middle East. You can look at the Aztecs. And in every case, a priest class takes over that the general population has been taught has special knowledge. And the priest class then always demands that children be thrown into fires before idols, or have their hearts chopped out, or be bound and thrown into lakes, or that even royal members of the royal family must be killed and offered up to the gods via the priest class. And they practice this absurdity because once they can train a village 3,000 years ago in what is England today, or in a village 1,500 years ago in what is Mexico City, it's always the same. Whether you come from Western Europeans or Asians that came across the Bering Strait and settled in the Americas, the controllers always demand blood, because if they can get the tribe one time to let them put a little kid up on an idol and chop their heart out, if they can train the population one time to take their men, women, and children and bind them and throw them into burning fires before idols. Once the public has done that once, once they've been convinced to do it once, they will start defending the practice because they don't want to admit to themselves that what they're doing is wrong. Once you buy into the lie of 9/11, once you buy into the lie of the open borders, once you buy into the lie of the Federal Reserve running things, once you buy into the lie of taking your shoes off and being asked questions and being patted down, of course they're going to put you in a radiation chamber and naked body scan you. Of course, on top of that now, they're going to squeeze your genitals, and they're in the New York Times and in ABC News talking about it, and they just say, we're going to grab your wife's genitals, and it's good, and we're going to do it. And we're going to take your blood at the DMV to get a driver's license. That's now being announced. It's been on the books for 15-plus years. It's law. They are going to announce forced inoculations. They've been pushing that for a while. They're getting in your space. They're letting you know that they're the boss and that that's the end of it. And they're scientifically doing it. They are scientifically, with 500 roving vans with no radiation shielding for the technicians, driving around blasting our houses with high-powered radiation at least 10 times, according to the radiologists we've had on, 10 times a powerful chest x-ray. They're going to beam you in your house with no warrant, and the technicians are going to sit in the vans and are sitting in the vans, literally killing themselves. Most of them will be dead within 5 to 10 years, and it'll be no big deal. Just like they say it's the law to take Gardasil shots when it's not. They admit in the trials it killed a bunch of people. It's killed a bunch of people after, and they said, we don't care. We're now going to inject boys as well, not just girls. They're going to announce that, yeah, we shoot up Guatemalan kids with live syphilis, telling them it's vaccines. Now, take your shots. See, it's a big open secret that we're all being soft killed. And it's now not even an open secret. It's out in the open that, oh, the solution to all our problems is a global government run by the very banks that have engineered all this. You look at Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan and others, Warren Buffett and his outfit, Wells Fargo, one of the big six, Bank of America, they all fund eugenics and abortion, and they fund it all. Bill Gates funds it. I mean, they're just all there. And they're out in the open with it. And all we've got to do is wake up from the trance and say, you know what? This is not acceptable. This is not kosher. This is not something that's going to fly. How would you say it in Spanish? What's the equivalent of saying it's not okay? It's... in Spanish, what's the term for that? No bueno. No bueno? This is no bueno. All right, I'm done pontificating on this subject. We got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up in about 13, 14 minutes. You know, I got up this morning after about 2 hours sleep, and I read the news, and it just confirms everything. I mean, look, the Federal Reserve is having a celebration tomorrow at Jekyll Island, Georgia, openly bragging about their takeover of the United States and how they hatched the plan 100 years ago in 1910. That's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from Business Insider. We've got the announcement they're killing the dollar. We've got it all. And I wanted to get into what QE2 means with Ted Anderson ahead of Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming on with us. But first off, Ted Anderson, we're about to go to break here in a moment. Where is gold and silver right now? I know gold was up over $35 last time I checked. Silver was surging. Where is it right now, Ted?
Well, gold right now is at 1378.80. Seen a high today of 1385.40. Silver right now, $25.63 an ounce, seeing a high today of $25.75. Alex, that's as high as we've ever seen it, going all the way back. I've had the experience to see it at $50 an ounce just because I was in the business in 1980. But this is as high as...
And it only went to 50 for a little while, and then the other previous high was $25, correct?
That is right. I mean, Alex, it is just... You know, well, QE2, you want to talk about that? How about $75 billion of new money coming in to compete with what we've earned and what we've saved for, you know, competing for what we are going to earn all the way up till June 2011, and they're saying that they're not going to stop at that. I mean, that's $600 billion of printing press money. I mean, you might as well have a counterfeiter standing behind you every time you're trying to buy something.
But it's better than that, Ted. We're going to have to pay all this back with tax money, and we don't even get it. The bankers openly get it. And they're talking now about $1 trillion, not $600 billion. It's like, it's going to be $600 billion next day. Actually $1 trillion. Next week. Actually $2 trillion. I mean, it's incredible.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
So, the private Federal Reserve, who has enriched itself in the last 97 years, hatched the plan 100 years ago at Jekyll Island, and they're very proud of themselves. They're calling it a return to Jekyll Island, the origins, history, and future of the Federal Reserve, and they're having a celebration. And they're now telling the world that by devaluing the dollar and giving themselves trillions and trillions of our our tax money, that this is going to fix the economy. But you see how the markets are responding. Silver surging, gold surging. Ted Anderson, give us those specific numbers. Where is gold right now?
Well, gold currently right now at the moment is at 1380.50. So it went up since the last time we, right before break. We've had a high today of 1385.40. Silver, a real big winner on this one, 25.75. I can't believe we're just blowing right through $25 an ounce and heading right toward $26 an ounce. And one of the things, Alex, you got to remember the market peak for gold right now is 1387.35, and right now we're at 1385.40 for a market peak for today. So we're just, you know, dollars behind the last high. I mean, the entire world right now is looking at the United States and going, why should we hold on to their currency? And they're really looking to drop, you know, they want to get out of their U.S. dollar investments. It's sad because, you know what, Alex? In 1986, I traveled through Europe, and you could use a dollar to buy anything. And now foreigners are trying to get away from this currency. You know what else is really crazy? The Mexicans right now are having problems because their currency is rising against the U.S. dollar, so their exports business is going down. I mean, who would have ever thought the United States dollar would be doing more poorly than the Mexican peso?
I'm going to go over an excellent report, 9 reasons why quantitative easing is bad for the U.S. economy. It's up on Infowars.com. It's from the great blog, The Economic Collapse. And we're going to go over these issues with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. But I wanted you in the few minutes that we've got left here, because this is an ongoing process as gold and silver just continues to go up month to month. Sometimes they drive it down, but it always pops up like that beach ball higher than before. If you look at the 6-month, the year graphs, it's going straight up. And you do have gold and silver that you bought when it was lower. But you told me just a few days ago that prices are about to go up. So please tell the listeners today's Midas Resources special radio offers.
Well, the best special that I have right now, Alex, and this price hasn't gone up, is you're offering me 3 of your videos, and I'm putting 3 silver dollars with it. You got 3 silver dollars. You got 3 videos. That's the Obama deception, Follow the Republic, and Endgame, all tied together in a package. You also get 3 silver dollars, and those are original videos, new in the plastic, and you get the whole thing for $84 delivered. That price is going to have to go up.
$84?
I'm sorry, let me take a look here.
It's $87, Ted.
$87, you're right, yep.
But just to be clear, that's the cost. Yeah. That's a great deal on 3 silver dollars, $87. Try finding it for a lower price. That's a very good price. And then you get a $60 value of 3 of my most powerful films on top of it for free. So you can look at it either way. But we did the math the other day. That's $160 value for $87, and that includes the shipping. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. A lot of people say, well, look, I don't have the money to buy gold. A fifth of an ounce, a quarter of an ounce. Ted's got great deals on sovereigns, francs, you name it. But silver, anybody, can buy a silver half dollar. I know you've got a great deal on those, Ted. Tell us about the silver half dollar.
Walking Liberty half there at $11.77. I mean, when it really comes down to it, people need to spread the message. People need to be educated so we can win elections. I mean, look at, we had Ron Paul and Rand Paul elected to Congress just because of the fact that we're supporting them. It's this grassroots effort of what we're doing that gets them elected, and possibly we can turn around the system. People need to get these videos, hand them out. In the process, get some real silver dollars. This is the silver dollar that the people fought for during the 1700s so we could have this free nation, and this is what they said had to be money. And for some reason, we got away from constitutional money, and now we have this fiat system, which is coming to the end of its life.
Absolutely. Let me give people the number for gold and silver, great prices, and that deal to get 3 silver dollars and 3 of my most powerful films for $87. That includes shipping, ladies and gentlemen. That's off the charts. Ted is losing money on this. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. But I'd get a lot more than 3 silver dollars, folks. 800-686-2237. 888-253-2237. Ted, I really appreciate you coming on. We'll talk to you as this unfolds.
Yep.
Gold and silver shooting up right now. 800-686-2237. They're killing the dollar, folks. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
We've got it.
The Trashman is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Well, the Federal Reserve signaled a few years ago that they were going to start accelerating the monetization of debt. And I can think of no better expert to have on than somebody who's been listed by Forbes and many other publications as one of the most 10 most influential economists in the last 100 years, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, Wall Street Journal editor, formerly best-selling author. And let me read a few of these headlines before we go to him. U.S. Federal Reserve, latest bubble threatens mayhem. That's the London Telegraph. They're talking about $600 billion to a trillion. That's also in the Wall Street Journal today. I have the Federal Reserve's press release. And you notice the 870-something billion for the bailout, that turned into trillions, according to Bloomberg. Here's another headline from Infowars.com. The Fed no longer cares about hiding the fact that it's killing the dollar. There's another great report from the Economic Collapse up on Infowars.com. 9 reasons why quantitative easing is bad for the U.S. economy. Buckle up and hold on. A new round of quantitative easing is here, and things can start getting very ugly. Yeah, look at gold and silver and oil and other commodities shooting up. And it goes through these nine issues. Quantitative easing will damage the value of the U.S. dollar. That's number one. Inflation is going to hit already struggling U.S. consumers really hard with higher prices. Number three, once an inflation spiral gets going, it's really hard to stop. Number four, inflation is a hidden tax on every American. Number five, the solution to the housing bubble is not another housing bubble. Number six, more quantitative easing threatens to destabilize the global financial system. They even had a Federal Reserve Board governor from Kansas City come out and vote against it saying that. Number seven, quantitative easing is an aggressive move in a world already on the verge of a currency war. Number eight, quantitative easing threatens the status of the dollar as the world reserve currency. Number nine, it's going to become more expensive for the U.S. government to borrow money. And, of course, then you have them already announcing that going out for the next 2 years, no COLA increase, cost of living increase, for people on Social Security. So this will really hurt people on fixed incomes. And it's just incredible to see this thing accelerating. So I want to get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' take on that. He's also written a new article that's extremely powerful, that dovetails with the New York Times. Opt out of a body scan, then brace yourself. ABC News reporting they will, palms up, grab your genitals in an act of submission. And Roberts gets it right on the head, nails it right on the head when he says, might is right, and he gets into the naked body scanners. That's up on Infowars.com. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, Alex.
Good to have you here joining us via video Skype from your home. Dr. Roberts, break down what's happening with this QE2 and what this means to our dollar.
Well, Alex, I don't think we really know why the Fed is doing this. They actually have not announced that they're going to print the money and destroy the currency. They are explaining this policy as a way of stimulating the economy. They hope that it will further lower interest rates and cause some business investment and hiring that would help the economy get back on its feet. That's what they say. Now, I certainly agree with you and the report you read that the one consequence of what they've announced will be to hurt the dollar. And we already see evidence of that. But, of course, the dollar has been hurt for many years now by excess creation of dollars. And so, in a way, this is a continuation, perhaps an acceleration of the reduction of the dollar's exchange value. If we think about why the Fed is doing quantitative easing, one possible explanation is it's got nothing to do with an economic rebound. They're not really focused on bringing the economy back. They're trying to find a way to finance the massive budget deficits. You know, how do you finance a $1.4 trillion budget deficits when there's no American savings to buy the bonds, and when that deficit is a multiple of the combined trade surpluses of all of our trading partners, so that even if every country, such as China, Japan, the OPEC nations, that have sizable trade surpluses with the United States, even if every one of those dollars is recycled into purchasing treasury debt, it can only take about, at the most, a third of the debt that has to be issued to finance the deficit. So this may simply be the Federal Reserve stepping in to purchase new treasury debt under the cover of an economic stimulus plan. That's just my speculation, because the Fed is not going to tell us one way or the other. Now, the consequence is that there's tremendous buildup of excess reserves in the banking system. And under normal conditions, this would cause a massive inflation. But we don't have normal conditions. The banks aren't lending these excess reserves. So they're not finding their way. The money is not being expanded and finding its way into the economy. In other words, the money multiplier is not in effect. The banks sit on the reserves and are basically, I think, trading their troubled assets to the Federal Reserve for new bank reserves, which they themselves can then use to purchase new Treasury debt. So it might simply be a scheme of financing the budget deficits. And as long as these excess reserves that the Fed is creating, that's in effect what it's doing when it buys bonds, it's creating excess reserves. That money is not being expanded through the money multiplier by bank lending. And so it doesn't really result in the kind of inflation that you would expect.
Sure. Doctor, I mean, looking at the Economist, you know, even the Wall Street Journal, the London Guardian, the Telegraph, they're saying clearly that, and we've seen, and you've talked about this on the show for years, that China and other countries are starting to not buy, you know, all of the treasuries that are offered. And so they can't just let them sit there. I mean, they've got to finance this debt they've created. So you're saying that might be it. And you know, I appreciate the fact that you're, you know, being reserved and not definitive. But it, I mean, either way you cut it, it is definitive, though, that people are starting to back away from the dollar and that all we have left is the world reserve currency status. As you've said, we don't have an economy. We don't have trade. We just buy Chinese slave goods with more dollars. And so what happens as the dollar, I mean, we saw Christian Science Monitor last week, quoting the IMF and World Bank saying, you know, we're going to go to these SDRs and basically have accelerated, coordinated global devaluation. You know, they call this a currency war, but this goes back a year and a half ago to the G20. But correct me if I'm wrong, but they just openly stated that they were having this coordinated global devaluation of currencies. And I guess is some way to try to hide the fact that all major governments are doing this, being led by the United States.
Alex, they're not strictly speaking devaluations, because a devaluation is what happens in a fixed exchange rate system where the exchange rates are fixed and then one day a government announces that it's devaluing its currency. What's happening is that the countries on pegs to the dollar, like the Chinese, their currency goes down with the dollar as long as they're on that peg. And there are a number of countries that are on pegs with the dollar. I think, for example, the Saudi Arabian currency, for example, is pegged to the dollar. And there are others. And then you have the phenomenon that as people move away from the dollar into other currencies, those currencies rise. And so they're subject to a revaluation.
And that's what we're seeing with Mexico, with the peso now rising against the dollar, causing all these problems. So sir, boiling it down, and I understand, you know, it's hard to tell exactly what's going to happen, but generally, historically, you know, dealing with these types of economic systems, A, have we ever seen this type of bizarre configuration before? And B, where do you expect this to lead? Because, you know, the media can say unemployment's 9.6, but yeah, you and others have said it's over 22, even 60 Minutes says that, you know, with their own analysis now. So that cat's more and more out of the bag. So, I mean, what I'm trying to say here is, I mean, just as a layman sitting here on a log watching this happen, I see everything I'm buying. I see food going up. I see taxes going up. I see education going up. I mean, every indicator I've got, gold, silver, I see it going up. So, I mean, where are we going?
There's excessive creation of dollars. There's no doubt about that. And it's putting a pressure on other currencies that are rising. And so what other governments do to keep their currencies from rising relative to the dollar is they sell their currencies and buy dollars, even though they don't want dollars. But they do that in order to keep their currencies from rising. Now, if the whole world is doing that, then the dollar is going to survive a lot longer. You see what I'm saying? If you're Switzerland, for example, and the Swiss franc is rising to the dollar. You know, the other day, a dollar was only worth about 95 Swiss cents. It wasn't even worth one franc. Well, the Swiss say, how are we going to sell our machinery, our chocolate bars? And so their central bank goes into the market and sells Swiss francs in order to drive down the price. And then they buy dollars in order to support the price.
Well, there's no doubt then this was designed. And so where does it end? Because
no, I don't think it's designed at all. These are the reactions of other countries to the dollar.
No, I know, but the Federal
Alex,
Reserve.
Alex, let me explain. You asked me to explain it. So the net result is you have the whole world creating too much money, not just the United States. The Swiss then have to do it. The Mexicans will have to do it. So everybody starts creating money to prevent their own currency from rising. So you get a massive impact on prices from everywhere. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I understand exactly what you're saying. Obviously, the Swiss aren't planning it. My point is, the Federal Reserve knows it's holding people hostage. I mean, I've seen the economists brag about the effect.
Alex, let me get on with this, because I don't know what the Federal Reserve knows. I'm not sure they know all that much. And I think what the Federal Reserve is doing, they're desperate. They don't know what to do. The economy doesn't go anywhere. No one in Washington, including the Federal Reserve, in my opinion, has figured out that you can't stimulate an economy with stimulus programs when all the good jobs are moved offshore. There's not a whole bunch of American factories standing idle waiting on spending to call the workers back to work. The factories are gone. And so the real dilemma the Fed has is that monetary and fiscal policy, with which they're familiar and have traditionally used, it doesn't work on an offshore economy. And so they don't know what to do. And so what they're trying to do is to cause a bit of inflation, because they believe in the Phillips curve that inflation brings about economic growth. It causes growth. So they're trying to be a bit inflationary. They're not sure what the effect will be on the dollar. And they are completely prepared, in my opinion, if the dollar starts going rapidly. They won't mind a slow process. But if it starts moving so rapidly that it is destabilizing, immediately, then they will announce the end of the program. Or they'll announce something else. And as long as people are listening to the Fed and going according to what the Fed says, they can continue this process of trial and error for some time. And I think that's what it is. I don't think it's a conspiracy on their part to destroy us, because it destroys their own power. They got nothing to gain. And certainly the United States government has nothing to gain from losing the dollar as the reserve currency. It's its main source of power. If the dollar wasn't the reserve currency, we couldn't possibly conduct these wars and interventions. And we use the supremacy of the dollar to intimidate other countries. So they're not trying to destroy the dollar, even though that is going to be the result, possibly, of their policies. So what are we faced with? You know, when people look around, they look at the deficits, they see that the economy is not recovering, so that the deficit projections we've already been given, which are huge, are likely to be revised upward. They'll look worse, implying more deficits, more Fed buying of Treasury debt, more concern about the dollar and prices, and all of that will tend to drive the dollar down, gold and silver up. It also tends, as we said, to drive other currencies up, and then some governments try to offset that by inflating their own currency.
So where does this go down the road then? I mean, a slow process is their plan, or is what's happening. But can't this get out of control? Doesn't this in history normally get out of control?
Yes, it can get out of their hands. It can get out of their hands. But you know, and this is something we have to be aware of. And I think this is why some people now are trying to have more people than usual. You see, if you look at people who are buying gold and silver now, they're not the traditional gold bugs, you know, or whatever they call them. There are more people are doing it. Just ordinary people are starting to want to do it. And so I think there's a general uneasiness everywhere about paper currencies. And I think even countries like Switzerland, which have always tried to maintain, you know, a sound currency because the government there represents the people at least as much as it represents the vested interests and the oligarchies. And so it tries to prevent inflation. But even the Swiss feel this pressure to inflate their own currency so that it doesn't rise so much so fast to the dollar. And so if you find, you know, even the Swiss pressured by this to inflate, you can see that the consequences could be a world inflation of
all
a
right,
mass sort.
Doctor, we've got to go to break. I want to come back and continue along this line, and also want to get into the overall tyranny, your take on the elections we just had. These are incredible times we live in, and either way you slice it, things are going to get really rough. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Open the phones up in the next hour. I'm going to get into the other economic news and all the aftermath of the election. We're going to get Dr. Roberts' take on the election. He wrote an article about it that we were
Will it make it lucky enough to get to post at Infowars.com. It's the impotence of elections. And I agree a little bit with that. But the fact that real issues of monetary policy, the private Federal Reserve being discussed, the fact that that so many of these real Tea Party candidates had the Republican and Democratic establishment coming after them, I think this is very exciting. But I don't think it's going to fix things overnight. But I think it's more bona fide than the fake Obama revolution. What's happening is the American people are sitting there hitting the reset button, reset button, reset button. And so the fact that the public gets disgusted with politicians in a matter of months when they're new and not in a matter of years shows that there is an awakening happening. But Dr. Roberts may be more pessimistic than I. Finish up with anything on where you see the economy going, Doc, and then let's get into the election.
Yes, I think the election is important to say something about. Alex, as you and I have discussed many times, what the United States needs to do is to bring the jobs that have been offshored back home in order that the economy can start up again. And they can only do that by changing the way they tax corporations. They need to tax corporations according to where, that is the location, either at home or abroad, value is added to their product. So if they're adding all the value to their product in China or India with low-paid foreign labor, they should have a high tax rate. Whereas if they are producing at home for American markets, they should have a low tax rate. That would offset all the advantages of the cheap labor and the reduced regulation and so forth that they get abroad. That, of course, would shrink the trade deficit by the amount of the offshore goods, which is probably about half of the trade deficit with China and a substantial part with some other countries. So that would show a shrinkage in the trade deficit instead of a continual growth. This would reassure people about the dollar, and you would have less flight from it and less pressure on other currencies. The other thing they need to do is a domestic budget deficit, because the whole world knows that a $1.4 trillion deficit and rising it can't be financed year after year after year. Even if the money multiplier is broken and the banks are sitting on the reserves, the net effect is going to be inflation and destruction of the dollar. And so they've got to get the budget deficit under control. The only way they can do that is to stop the wars. They would have to simply stop the wars, slash the military budget. And that, again, would show people, hey, look, the deficit is going down. They are serious. We can stick with the dollar a while. We can pull in our horns. We can be less nervous. And that would give the United States a chance to recover. If they don't do those two things, it's finished. I don't know how long it'll take, but it's finished.
And we've got these vested corporate interests that feed at the welfare trough.
Right. Exactly. And they're going to block it. The military security complex isn't going to let them cut the budget. Neither is Wall Street going to let them overturn offshoring, because the offshoring produces so much extra profits.
Short term.
That's right. Short term.
Sir, we've got to go to break, but I want to throw this question out at you so you can answer it when we come back. You'll be with us till 15 after. We have most of the breaks at the end and start of the hours for listeners that are just joining us. But Rand Paul has said, cap the deficit, cut taxes, do the things you're basically talking about. And they're now accusing him all over the media, saying he's going to cause the depression. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.